boogity boogity boogity, we're back, boys.
No, he messed it up. Oh. It's boogity boogity boogity, boys. Let's go racing.
I said we're back, boys.
Oh, okay. It came across.
I had to podcast it.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I didn't know. We're not racing.
What I find hysterical is you think that's referencing Cars the movie.
That's where I know it from, though.
I think a lot of things, like racing, for instance, I think in like the 90s, it was the movie Days of Thunder that like made it big.
Uh-huh.
And now it's starting to come back because we just had this big, well, back then it was Cars that got a lot of kids into it. And then we just had a big like Netflix series thing about NASCAR. And it's like blowing up.
I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, it's great. You should watch it. It's good.
The one I've seen lately that I really like is The Gentleman.
The Gentleman. I've seen that.
It's really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it has a very interesting storyline of this guy's father passed, or no, he went to prison, and apparently his father was in some sort of like drug cartel thing. Ooh. So in the basement of one of his estates is like this massive pot lab. And he was trying to find a way to get rid of it out of his, out of the estate. But then also at the same time, his brother had racked up a crap ton of debts with this one drug lord, pissed him off to no extent. And he owed like $8 million or something to him. And he's like, I don't have that kind of money. And he's like, well, you're an idiot. So he helped his brother get out of it. It was a very interesting story. And next thing you know, he ends up killing the one guy because he got all cooked up on crack and shot him in the head. Yeah, it was weird.
Wow.
That was totally the wrong way of
starting this podcast.
Yeah. But it's a really, really good watch.
Well, there you go.
Even Chloe was like, I really like that.
That's cool.
So hopefully they're going to spin it off to another series, which would be pretty cool.
If I ever get a chance to sit down for once and actually watch a movie, I'll try to add that to my list.
I felt the same way as I was heading to your house today. I was like sitting there. I was like, man, dude, I need like just a quarter of a day just to like slowly get moved. Like maybe Sunday, but Saturday I got to do some work. So
yeah, slow down for a second. I tried that. I just probably had one of the best weekends I've had in a while.
Yeah.
Just nothing was pulling on me. I didn't care about like there was nothing planned and I was able to work on my cars a little bit. I was able to play with my kids a lot. I was able to get some exercise in. I was able to go to a car show. I was able to drink a little bit of coffee. It was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed my weekend, but it was full. And, like, full. So, I worked Saturday morning. I only did a little bit. I did, like, two or three commercial properties. And then came back home, grabbed breakfast with Chloe and May. And then we had to get ready for Bailey's birthday party. So, Bailey is Lyle and Zoe's kid.
Mm-hmm.
She just turned one, so we went to their party, stayed there for a little bit, and then afterwards had to go to my parents' house because we had to get the yard ready. So I took all the equipment over, we got the yard ready. My dad's like, hey, can you give me a hand on the boat real quick? So I went down and did a couple things on the boat with him, came back.
Oh, that was a cluster on the boat.
Oh, that was a major cluster. I sent Nick a picture. I was like, hey, man, so this was a pretzel, and it was the push rod, and evidently when they went to put the push rod back into the lifter, it was on the rim of the lifter versus in the groove of the lifter, and they just couldn't notice it or didn't notice it.
But that's almost impossible because when you set valve lash on the rocker doing the valves.
Well, that's what my dad was saying. He's like, something's not right.
No, it can't unless it's the wrong push rod.
Yeah. So he went and did that. And lo and behold, when he started up, it went boop. So.
Oh, my dude. So the pictures that Kyle sent me, guys, I mean, the push rod was a pretzel. And then the lifter, it's a hydraulic lifter, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
It's a solid. It's not roller.
No.
It's a solid. Wow, I wouldn't run that on a boat. I'd run a freaking hydraulic.
Well, it was
lifter.
A 1986.
I'd have to see it closer. Anyway, there's a big gouge of chunk of metal missing from it.
Yeah, they're flat
tappets. Well, those things are noisy. That's why I hate them. They're good for racing, but awful for noise.
Oh, she's not a quiet motherfucker. I'll tell you that much.
No, it can't be with a solid. Anyway, this little lifter is what the cam load pushes up and down, and then it pushes the push rod, which then pushes the rocker, which then pushes the valves open and closed, right?
Let it go suck, bang, boom.
Yeah, suck, bang, boom. And
suck, bang, blow.
Suck, bang, blow. Correct.
Sorry, had it backwards.
Yeah. And he sent me these pictures, and my heart stopped. I just literally, I didn't want to text you back, and I didn't want to go, dude, I hate to tell you and your dad, but you ain't replacing like those parts. That engine's, because that metal that came off of that push rod or the lifter, that's in the motor somewhere.
Well, surprisingly, it went right into the valley of the what's that?
It's a valley.
Yeah, the valley for the intake.
Well, yeah, that's just the valley.
Yeah, it was in the valley right there, so my dad was able to yank it out.
Yeah, but there's always, like, fragments. It's not over just that one little piece.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that motor either needs to be fully rebuilt or throw it away and get a new one.
Pretty much, so. But we did that, and then, I don't know if I told you this one, we actually had dinner with my uncle, because my uncle was in town for my little girl's birthday party, which was on Sunday, which was an amazing time.
Good.
Enjoyed every ounce of that. Maylin was smiling and running around the whole entire time. But we went to dinner with my uncle the evening before, and we're at Nando's Peri Peri in Arundel Mills, which if any of you know about Arundel Mills, it has gone downhill significantly in the past 5 years.
You don't want to know how I feel.
I know exactly how you feel. even my dad was like, "Are you going to die?" But no, we went there and we're sitting down and Chloe's looking into the mall. I'm looking out towards the casino and I'm sitting there and next thing you know, Chloe's eyes perk open. I'm like, uh-oh. So her eyes perk open and then she goes, "Grab Maylin and run." There is a flood of people running out of the mall at the speed of lightning. And all I could think of is, give me Maylin. I will body somebody if I have to get out of this mall faster. So I'm like, I have more momentum than you do. You run, I'll take baby. My uncle's running behind us trying to figure out what's going on, and as are we. And evidently there was a gun scare because two teenagers got into a fight and then somebody decided to yell gun. So the whole freaking mall is emptying extremely fast. People are running out of their, like, out of the restaurants with their food because they hadn't paid for it yet. And they're like, I'm going to take this for free. Yeah, dude,
I hate the area we live in.
It was bad. So, I mean, granted, it ended up not being too much. And luckily, the police force was literally right next door.
Well, yeah, because it's a scary mall to go to.
Yeah, so they ended up going in. They calmed everything down. They were securing at least the food court, per se, because there were probably six of them around our restaurant, which sucked, made me feel a little safer, but I was like, I'm going to eat my meal because I already paid for it. So we ate and then left. But that was interesting. But beyond that, no, it was a good weekend. It was just jam-packed full of every time I turned around, I was like, I'm tired, but I got to keep going.
Dude, that's been me for the last 10 years. You get tired fast.
Oh, dude. Well, that's what, you came up to me yesterday and you're like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm just, long weekend, a lot going on.
I thought you were going to cry. I was like, man, this is exhausted.
Well, that and like my allergies are kicking up now. Yeah. Yeah, great idea. Let me be a landscaper with allergies.
Not a good idea.
No, the math didn't math on that one, but I enjoy doing it. So,
yeah.
Luckily, once the pollen's for the most part down, the season's pretty good. It's just that beginning of the season, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I get it.
Dayquil, NyQuil, Dayquil, NyQuil, Dayquil, NyQuil.
So we're 8 minutes in, almost 9 minutes in, and we haven't even talked about what we're going to talk about.
No, but a lot of you have shown us that you enjoy some episodes of positivity.
Yep.
And I know the world is hectic right now, especially with recent news over the weekend of what's going on around the world. And I figure, you know what? Let's put some silver lining on some things and make all your days a little bit brighter. So, I don't know. Do you know what's going on over the weekend?
Probably not. I heard something was going on. What was it?
Israel and Iran and potential of World War III.
Yeah, well, they're always screaming bloody murder, World War III. It never seems to happen.
This one, I think, could spark it. But I think we're going to pull away from her. We're going to go down some new tracks. But I don't know. I've been in a really good mood lately. I don't know about you.
I'm definitely feeling better for sure. I mean, the weather helps.
Yeah, weather definitely helps. I had a long day at your property yesterday. I actually felt really good about the end result.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of little things I got to, you know, touch up here and there, but that's just going to be, hey, I'll throw the bagger on as I'm mowing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, out of a day's result of me working over there all day long, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, it's good. I was telling, so just for everybody listening, Kyle, since he works for us, and he's a landscaper, kind of does the double duty kind of thing. We sent him over to take care of my property. I live on 2.5 acres, and it's just a lot of property to deal with. And I've made it to the point in my life where I really don't want to do that anymore. I value my time, and I feel like I've put in enough effort to where I like to pay you to do it, and you like to do it. So
yeah, I enjoy it. It's therapy. I think all of yesterday I was just listening to Jordan Peterson's book.
Yeah.
So
he's good. I like Jordan Peterson. Actually, I just I put a story up on him last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really on much last night. So Matt was over for Malin's party, and I was messing with him. I was like, so when are you going to cut the lawn the first time? And he's like, well, I actually haven't gotten a mower, and it's getting a little long. I was wondering if you could do it. I was like, you make me dinner, I'll be there. He's like, when? I'm like, well, I got to cut a lawn down there tomorrow, so how about tomorrow?
Mm.
And Marissa was like, I'll make dinner, you be there to cut the lawn. I said, deal.
Done.
Before she could say no. Yeah. And we went over last night. Now that was a good time. We as soon as I left here, I went and got a lawn cut, did a little bit of weeding, and then went over to their house, cut the grass. And we had steak, and some chicken, and then every ounce. We had Mission Barbecue mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice. I had a fat thing of chicken, a steak, the mac and cheese, and then I had to go back for seconds for the mac and cheese because that mac and cheese is really good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So had that, and then dessert, we had cheesecake, sugar cookies, cupcakes, and brownies.
That's too good.
Yeah, we were spoiled.
Okay. We've chit-chatted enough.
We're talking about positive. I'm talking about like some of the nice things that are going on.
I know. So, but can we jump? So, okay, tell the people why you chose this as the focus of today's podcast.
So your dad always talks about how there's life is going to find a way to beat you up.
Oh yeah. And, it's out to kill you.
But that's Mother Nature though. Like if we weren't here and like say humans cease to exist,
mm-hmm.
Mother Nature will take over yet again once we
aren't here. If we don't control it, it will take us
over. Yeah. If we don't control it, it'll take us over. But that's just how life is just going to continue going on whether we are here or not. So it's not a matter of what happens to you, it's how you handle it. And there's a lot of things that go on. There's cancer, there's you know loss of life, there is major financial issues, there's a lot of things that can go on, car accidents, you name it, it can happen. But it's a matter of how you handle it.
Yep.
And I love how your dad's always saying, it's not a matter of what happens to you, it's a matter of how you handle it. And I think that's some of the things we need to go over with some people.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I tell you what, there are some, I've had some pretty dark days. And what got me out of it was starting to appreciate what I did have.
It's the little things.
It is. And I was trying to explain to my kids the other day, my daughter, we have this thing where we don't pick up pennies like on tails, right? It's a superstitious, just a kind of fun game. And we saw a quarter on the ground the other day. And
pennies a penny. I don't care.
Right. And I'm that person. Like I will hang on every cent I can. And my daughter's like, it's on tails, or you know, this quarter's on tails. Don't pick it up.
Or like what's the old saying? Step on a crack, you break your mother's back, kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. We play that game too. And my daughter just turned 8, and it's this fun thing. And I was trying to explain to her, though, after we had, like, you know, she's like, why? It's 25 cents. I said, actually, honey, I'm glad you're out that way because, you know, pennies equal dollars.
Yeah.
And dollars, you know, equal more dollars. And it all matters. Every second matters. And being able to find the silver lining in things is hard to do sometimes. And I was talking to somebody that's really close in my life a while back, and they had said, the reason I like you so much is that you've always found the silver lining, always. And in our Mickey Payne podcast we had, Mickey had brought up the fact that I had always been that way, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that I had to learn because of how I was brought up, not my father's fault, but the turmoil that I've gone through. The only way I could survive it and come out of it was to find the silver lining. And we had just done a podcast about, you know, controlling your emotions. and that did really well. That's part of the reason why this podcast kind of came to be, correct?
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised out of it because I know we talk about mental mindset and stuff like that, but the fact of, you know, the positivity one, or, you know, being able to control your emotions did so well, and you guys had such a, I guess you'd say, a good outcome from it, you know?
I'll give you a good example. So last night I get home, and I left a little early because yesterday was April 15th, and I wanted to make sure my taxes were done, and I went by the tax office, and I was done. It was like 4:15, something like that, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go back to work. I'm going to go home because I have that ability, and it's I very much am thankful for that, but I've also earned it. I went home, and I played with my kids. I opened up a box of car parts, which was sick. Did you see that online?
Mm-mm. Like I said, I wasn't on much yesterday because I literally cut, eat, hang out with everybody. And for some reason, like, I had everybody around me, but all I wanted to do was watch Maylin because she was there's a transition between his kitchen and his deck that she has to go over, and she always likes trying to find something hard and accomplishing it, and she would accomplish it, and she kept going back and forth, just so she knew she could do it. It's adorable, and I loved every ounce of it, but there was something I was taking out of it, was like, if you can't figure it out, or keep trying until you figure it out, and then replicate it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's her trying to find a win.
Yeah, right? And that was her
lining. That's her silver lining.
And then she kept saying, puppies.
But I got home, and my sales guy, my VP of sales, Brian, called me, and he is venting at me about this one customer we have. And I'll give you guys the actual context of it all. So we sold the guy a MulchMate, and this was, I don't know, a couple months ago, and he installed it himself. And this is the age old screw up, is that they get it on the truck and then that's it. And they don't do anything else. And in our instructions, there's literally a piece of paper, big stop sign says, do not stop here. Do not, big letters, do not stop here. Continue. And they don't finish.
Yeah.
And going back to, it's the little things. In the case of the MulchMate getting installed, it is the utmost importance to finish the install properly and all the details are completed. Cross every T, dot every I, period. And that actually translates over to happiness and positivity. If you spend the time to do everything you can to get it right. I'm going to give you a great example. This sounds so stupid, but this is me. When I brush my teeth in the shower, I make sure that I put the toothpaste back so that the nozzle of the toothpaste is down, so it, like, gravity kind of feeds it down, right?
Yeah.
And then the label is facing me. And then my toothbrush goes back in this little holder facing me. And I get out, and I put, like, deodorant on. I put the cap on. It can go on with the label facing forward, so both labels are correct, or it can go on backwards. I never put it on backwards. I always put it on right and put it back where it belongs. Make my bed. And when I say make my bed, I mean it's perfect.
Yeah.
Everything's fluffed. Everything's put away. I have like a teeth whitening kit next to my bed. I make sure it's wiped down, put away, charged, cover on it. Everything is like, and I'm not perfect by any means, but like all those little details that I do just become very repetitious and easy after time goes on. And what it does is that organization and cleanliness leads to happiness, right? So going back to this customer and Brian, this customer basically sends us an email all pissed off saying, oh, I know you're going to blame me and all this and that. Well, unfortunately, dude, when you do something dumb, when you don't install it right, when you do very dumb things, you know, his entire company hasn't taken our test on the website. He has shot himself in the foot 10 different ways. And Brian called me basically saying, I want to respond like this. And I said, Brian, stop. That is all your emotions speaking.
Yeah.
Completely. I said, now let's look at it logically. The best thing to do is, it's 6 o'clock. They're not at work. He's out of the country. We know he's out of the country. He had just gotten off a plane and I guess stewed on it and wanted to just vent. And then I said, just simply take your time. Let's sleep on it. Let emotions subside. and we'll come at this logically tomorrow and take care of it. And that's what we're doing. So when it comes to positivity, sometimes you have to be very aware of your emotions and go, is this emotional or is this logical? And then go, okay, do I sleep? Like, every time I sleep on something, it seems to get better and work out better.
Yeah.
Whether it's an employee issue, whether it's a spouse issue, a personal issue, a vendor issue, whatever it is, I always seem to come back the next day more composed, right? And so when it comes to being aware of your emotions, you've got to understand what triggers you, right? Is it, I'll give you a good, for instance, like Jamie, our engineer, he deals with a lot of troubleshooting calls and stuff like that. And he's great at it because he is a 100% logical based person. He is this Mulchmate thing isn't his baby, like it is mine. Yeah. So he's able to kind of disconnect when people just act stupid, and he's able to just ignore it. Where I can't, because this is my legacy, let's say. And he's able to then just kind of disconnect his emotions from the actual situation. And it's funny, I'll give you a great example why you should always go the logical route. People that call us screaming and cussing and being ridiculous, we still help them, but it's just rough, right? It's not smooth. People that come to us and they're like, look, I have a problem, like Graham with G&M.
Yeah. Well, that was like the picture perfect scenario.
He came in, he's like, look, we screwed it up. We got the tarp wrapped up in the augers. It was our fault. We know exactly what happened. Can you help us? No problem. And look how it all turned out. That's somebody that probably has been through some shit or has dealt with some stuff and learned very quickly, because he's a young guy. Being an asshole gets you nowhere. Everybody yeah. thinks you need to be an asshole, and there is a time and a place. Like, I'll give you another good for instance. So my father's got that AMG GTS that's been in the shop for how long now? 4 months? All winter.
Yeah.
All winter.
At least.
That guy told us that it was going to be like 2 weeks, or not even. It's like a couple days. And it's at the point now where it's like, okay, it's time to get ugly, because it's been 4 months. If I would have walked in his shop and been like, this car's blah, 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 or let's say I dropped it off and like 2 or 3 weeks go by and I start really getting nasty with him, it's too soon, dude. Like, shit happens. Like, part delays, you know, that's not the only car he's working on. Like, calm down, like, relax. But
yeah,
but it is, there are times when you can drop the atomic bomb after you have enough data. And it's time, like, this guy, I went there this morning, I left you, you were at my house,
or your old sheepy.
Oh, the sheepy deal, that just, dude, that's been almost a year. Okay, let's go over that. So real quick, finish the Mercedes thing. I went there this morning, and I told my father, I said, it's my father's car. But I went in there this morning and was like, completely unacceptable, right? And he's like, well, I just got the computer back. I said, I don't care. It's been 5 months almost or something.
Like, yeah, I have had no communication. Like, if you have no communication and they're just kind of ghosting you,
yeah,
that's a scenario where it's like, hey, WTF.
Well, what's even worse is that he would say, hey, like Thursday, my father called him last Thursday, and he said, I'll call you Friday.
Yeah.
Do you think my father's phone rang?
No.
No. And I told the guy, I said, Brad, what is wrong with you? You say you're going to call, and then you don't. Do you think that's okay? That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? And like the sheepy thing. Okay. So talking about being patient, silver linings, but then there are times to throw the bomb. It is not okay to throw a bomb when someone's actively working with you trying to figure something out. But when you have a situation like I've had with Sheepy, and it's been a year, you know, I was super excited to work with this guy because he talked a great game.
Yeah.
And it started off good. And then it just, here's what happened. He would just simply constantly tell me what I wanted to hear and then never deliver. And I don't care if he hears this and gets all pissed off. I felt like I was done extremely right in the beginning. Like, I didn't deserve what I was offered,
yeah,
is the truth. And I willingly accepted. I didn't argue, right? And when he named his price, I paid it within 24 hours. I said, okay, ball's in your court, dude. Get it done. And it never got done.
Yeah.
And after 9 or 10 months, I had to just throw the gauntlet down. And this is in the middle of him taking, like, He was getting destroyed on the internet. Destroyed. And he's like, I feel like you just kind of jumped on the bandwagon. I said, dude, you built the bandwagon.
Yeah.
You literally built the bandwagon for everybody to jump on. And you are taking the victim route of, why is everybody doing this to me? Because you didn't take away the excuses.
Yeah, he didn't build his own bandwagon. He dug his own grave.
He did. And so now, today, after throwing the gauntlet down on him, we've made amends. And I said, look, I need you to do what you said you were going to do in a timely fashion. I still don't think it's been a timely fashion. It's still been, what's it? This is mid-April now. I can't believe it's mid-April. I asked him to upgrade my twin turbo kit from a DS1, a DS1. It basically, the DS1 kit is what controls the computers, which control the motor,
yeah,
the engine. I upgraded that to MoTeC, which is a full standalone system, which is like the best thing you could ever do in a car. And got a price from him, which took weeks, which shouldn't take weeks. And then it's been over 4 months, and I just got it yesterday.
Yeah.
That's not okay. It doesn't take 4 months. And the only reason I got it was because I looked at him, I said, look, I feel that you're hoarding these MoTecs for bigger paying customers when I'm sitting here going, hey, pick me, you know, and instead of, you know, him just looking at each customer going, this customer wants one, he gets one. He was cherry picking, and you can't cherry pick.
Yeah.
It's not okay. And through it all, I'm still going to, you know, finish the process with him. I paid him his extra money to do the MoTeC and the tune and all that stuff. And I hope it all works out, and I hope we can move on from all this and have a good running car. And he's happy, I'm happy, everybody's happy. But it's been a lot of fight for me to keep a good mindset through it all.
Yeah.
So there's another story I want. Oh, last night I spent an hour and a half on the phone through bedtime, which I never miss bedtime with my kids unless I'm out of town, and I hate missing bedtime with them, with Australian dudes.
Mm.
And it looks like we're going to go ahead and be selling mulch mates to these Australian cats.
I just thought about that. What about the shipping?
How's that going to be? That's a lot. It's going to be, what'd they say, a mulch mate in Australian currency is like $56,000. I don't know how that translates.
It makes sense. I think it's like, here, let's look up what the...
Well, they had said that the labor over there is through the roof, like expensive, and there is no labor anymore. No one wants to do like landscaping work anymore.
A dollar here is $156 there.
So it's 1.5 times.
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly, yeah. So I had a great conversation. Now keep in mind, these cats, I talked to these guys in 22 and then they just went silent on me. I don't know why. I never talked to them about it, but keeping a good mindset is, you know, I'll tell you, back in the day when we wouldn't get a deal like that back in 22, that was, you know, year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever it was called, 2 years ago, it would bother me and I'd be like, why? Well, it's because they're not ready.
Yeah.
Right? Like, some people just aren't ready. They're just kind of dipping their toe in the water, see what the temperature is. And I would kind of take that to heart and go, why this, why that? And now I just look at it and go, hey, there's another, I need that customer a year or two from now. It'll come full circle. And so I just keep putting out good content. I keep putting out good vibes, good positive energy, and they'll come full circle.
It all just takes time.
And here we are.
That's cool. What about the six packs?
The six packs. What am I missing?
From last week we were talking about?
What, bring the guys six packs?
What? That'd be nice. No, the six packs that they're looking at getting.
Oh, yeah. So I talked to a guy down in Florida. Really, really nice guy. Sounds like he's got a great head on his shoulders. I mean, he's just said all the right things. His credentials seem to be astronomical. So this cat's got a rental company, he's got top dressing company, he's got a landscape company, he's got it all. He wants to buy and sell mulch mate rigs down there. He wants to use them, he wants to rent them, He's got it all. So he's looking at, I think, six big, like, the biggest, baddest mulch mate rigs ever built, because, like, we're talking about adding disc brakes to DMTs as an option.
That's just nuts.
That's nuts. He wants to do, like, the toolboxes and the lift kits and the goosenecks. And
the toolboxes Gavin put on the other day were really nice.
Yeah, weren't that sweet?
Yeah, they're massive.
4 foot long, really, really big, really nice, fit perfect. That's our newest option. We're working on, like, an automated electrical tarp system for the DMTs. That's going to be sick.
For the top?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sweet, like a dump truck?
Yep. And it's going to have a remote control, so you can have, like, a key fob, and you just go, brrr, and it'll go back and forth, so that'll be sweet. But that cat is looking for – he's, like, one of the bigger earth and turf dealers down there. So that's cool that he's doing that. I wish he would carry both the earth and turf and the eco lawn, because not everybody wants – you know, like, when you go to a tractor dealer to buy a mower, it's not always, like, just right.
Yeah.
Or Toro. It's typically a few different brands. I don't know why they wouldn't carry both. So either way.
I wish there was a way to get the tarp from the mulch mate out automatically. That'd be a cool way.
Oh, like...
That way, when you, like, get to the yard, all you got to do is press a button, it'll pull the tarp back, and then you get that one out.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know how the hell that would work, though, outside of it being on some sort of track system.
It would need to be a mechanism that's built, like, into the trailer.
Yeah.
Which then you might as well just put in a conveyor floor or a walking floor. But then those get crazy expensive, and, like, the day the belt needs to be replaced, $20,000. It's stupid what those belts cost, and they are a nightmare.
I'll take getting out of the truck versus that right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, ours is just a simple tarp, and you replace it takes 5 minutes, and it's Velcro. But
plus, it keeps the bed accessible to still do
other things.
A dump trailer.
Mm-hmm. Like, somebody the other day was dumping I think it was Sourscapes. I think they're in Ohio. He was dumping stuff out of the DMT. I was like, oh, that's a DMT. He's dumping stuff out of it. You don't see people do it all the time. But, guys dump their trucks all the time. That's why mulch mate swings out of the way. But, no, the six-packs you're talking about, we've got a guy in Florida that I think is getting ready to get closed. I hope this week would be great. And then we got another guy in Wisconsin that's looking at six goosenecks, which would be...
They're massive.
Well, he wants a gooseneck shorty, no platform.
What?
I didn't understand it, but that's what he wanted. I don't care.
That's got to be weird, because tracking a gooseneck's different than a bumper pull.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Lyle said that when he cuts, it cuts a lot faster on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I got to take the turns a smidge wider just to get it to cut the way I want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be weird.
Very strange.
It's going to be cool, though.
Yeah, it'd be cool. So those are working. And then actually last night, I just got another inquiry from guys that they're like, literally, like, we've been watching you online. We're ready to move forward with MulchMate, the DS1000, and they're out of Australia.
Yeah.
So the first guys are out of Brisbane. The other guys are out of Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Melbourne, which is just super freaking cool. And then we got guys all over the country.
I actually have a friend in either, I think it is Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the best accents. I told him at the end of the conversation, I said, guys, I got to give you
Australians and Scottish people, dude.
They're the best accents.
Oh, dude. You ever heard a Scottish guy roast someone?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's the best.
I bet it's good.
Especially when they get into, like, the Gaelic and they're just, like, ripping at some. Oh. We had one cuss us out in a restaurant just for fun. Yeah. He was our waiter, and we're like, can you please just, like, cuss at us or get mad, just go at it, and he's like, just give me a whiskey.
but yeah, I was telling the guys at the end of the conversation, I was on the phone with these guys for an hour and a half, going through, like, they were talking about doing a bark blower and a mulch mate. They weren't trying to do one or the other, they were trying to do both. And so I was going through the pros and cons of both.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, dude, you're full of knowledge and all that. And I had said, I told him at the end of the conversation, I said, there's something simple that I'm really enjoying is through this conversation, you guys have been saying mate the entire time. Hey, mate.
They like cheers too.
They do cheers. Yep. And I say cheers at the end of all my emails just because it's very universal and
people
get, I don't know, I enjoy it. I was like, all right, guys, talk to you later. Bye. And they're like, cheers. And I'm like, oh, shit. I should have said cheers.
Got me.
But they kept saying mate over and over and over in this conversation. And I kept telling them, I was like, you guys got to understand something. When I came up with the name MulchMate, you know, there was a part of me that was like, I can't wait to sell mulch mate in Australia because it just
fits. It'll roll, yeah.
It just fits. Like, you can't deny it.
I love when they go, oi.
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 It's good.
Oi.
They were really awesome to work with, and apparently we met them in Kentucky in 22.
Oh, really?
But they're talking about being they want to become the biggest mulch mate importer in Australia.
That'd be cool.
They want to be the guys that, like, repair them and carry parts. They're going to fly here and get fully trained on their dollar is what they want to do. I did a little story on MulchMate, and by the time you guys hear this, it'll be long gone. It'll be gone in a couple hours. But I was driving to get my old man from the airport, and I filmed myself talking about how freaking cool it is to be a man. At the end of the day, like, we're all just humans, right? And we're all from small little corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm this little dude. Well, big dude from little town.
I'm the little dude.
Yeah, you're the little dude. And big heart. And
yes.
And I'm just a guy from a small town in Maryland that created a product, not imported a product, literally from birthed it from nothing, from an idea. And I'm sitting there talking on WhatsApp to guys in Australia that watch all of our content, that want to purchase my products and or our products, right? And they love it and they know the value of it, and I was the guy that, like, came up with the idea. Like, it's just so crazy to me. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, wait until you're going, wow, we're doing the, you know, we're doing what, batches of 50 now. Imagine when we're doing batches of 100.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, and that's coming, yeah. Right? It's just around the corner. And we've got so many. The biggest thing I've seen this year is more guys are buying MulchMates now than ever before because they're seeing them all over their towns.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, I don't know if you know, we sold one in Ocean City.
I did hear about that.
Did you hear about that? That's super cool.
I heard you say we were talking about it. I didn't know it actually went through.
I'm pretty sure the guy bought it. I think he's in the trail. I think he's actually picking it up, like, tomorrow.
It is cool to see. Did he get the shorty?
He got a shorty, not the shorty.
Okay, I didn't know if he had the one that was out back.
Yeah, no. That's going to a different guy. But, yeah, I mean,
it is cool to see him, like, slowly popping up, though. Like, having Lyles out there.
Mm-hmm.
That one's massive.
He's got the
rig. Oh, how's Thompson's after?
Good to go. Oh, did you know what happened?
I heard about it. Yeah, it was
the voltage cutoff.
Yeah.
So we developed this new thing. It's a low voltage cutoff, and we had developed it, and as a team, we had decided to not release it yet, and somehow or another, a wire got crossed, not physically, but just mentally, and our electrical manufacturer had started installing them without us knowing.
Mm.
And what was going on was the machine was running dead on power because that's what it does, and it got through like a load and a half and it reached its terminal point of, okay, we're done, and it just shut the machine off. So it was doing its job.
Yeah,
we as a company hadn't decided exactly where we wanted that to be, because there's a fine line between the lower the volts, the higher the amps. And the machine can handle some amperage. I mean, it's got a 400 amp fuse in it.
Yeah.
Is how big the biggest one is in it. And so we don't ever want to see it get to that point. The low voltage shutoff is supposed to stop it from ever getting to that one mega fuse that's 400 amp. So we had set it at a certain level to shut it off, to like just protect the system and say, hey, you need to recharge it, right?
Yeah.
Like, your cell phone doesn't actually shut off when it's dead. It shuts off before it dies. And it's meant to save itself.
Yes, yes, protection.
Protect itself. So we hadn't decided where that level was going to be yet, and somebody, one of our electrical engineers, I think it was Max, had set it at, like, I don't know what it was, 12, say it was at 12.0 volts, and we hadn't agreed on a level yet, and so we have to adjust that. And so we pulled it out of his machine, gave it back to him. He was good to go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, that was the thing, is when Jamie and I went down to test it again. Like, so when your dad and I went to do it, it went perfect on the first load.
Uh-huh.
And the second load, it started doing it.
Yep.
And then Jamie and I went down, and it went through both loads, no problem.
Yep. And that's just simply the reason that would be different is because the amount of juice that those loads took. So it could have been just the fact that one load was heavier than the other. Maybe the moisture content was higher. Maybe there's more volume. Maybe it was pulling uphill.
Well, right? Luckily it wasn't, 6 hours after when it was raining.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. Well, it showed its ugly face at that point really quick because of the rain.
Yeah.
Do you know 10 yards of mulch can vary between dry and wet 6,500 pounds?
Yeah.
It's nuts. It is.
Trust me, I've shoveled it wet. It's not fun.
I don't know how people can see mulch, mate, and think it's dumb and then go back to shoveling mulch.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to that mindset of, are you a grass cutter, landscaper, or business owner?
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at it and going, that's not going to do anything for me. Mm-hmm. But yet you look at a bark or a mulch blower and you go, oh, that's perfect. They're two different machines for two different applications.
They are.
You know, like, you even saw the guys after, so they bark blow the, or sorry, mulch blow.
No, it's bark blow.
Bark blow, okay.
It's bark blow.
They bark blow the whole complex here for, in front of MulchMate, and they went through, did the whole area, and 2 weeks later, they re-edged and put down mulch by hand.
Yep, and that's all because...
Oh, hey, look at that, a mulch mate.
A mulch mate just went by.
That's the demo truck.
It's the demo truck. Sam went by. On the phone. That boy's been on the phone more than any, like, today. I got here, he's on the phone. It's not even 8 o'clock, he's on the phone. I'm like, dude, you're on the phone this morning. Like, how many people are on the phone this early in the morning?
I was good. I have been very good the past month and a half.
No, I don't mean that, like, in a like, business sense.
Yeah.
I'm talking personally. Like, I don't want to be on the phone that much.
Well, I was on the phone with my loan officer this morning because I was like, hey, give me a call and you get a chance. And him and I are very close because I've known him. We're good friends. I was like, hey, I got some questions about what's going on with the market and all that. So we had talked about a couple of things. He's like, well, hey, we're going to do this, and this. See if we can beef up your offer a little bit better for when you want to go look for a house. So he's getting some of those documents together for me, but I just had some questions for him.
I'll tell you what, dude. I don't know about you. You're hearing. I'd love to know what you're hearing, but from what I'm hearing from people, get ready. We are in a very steep downward spiral.
It's an absolute shit show, but he's like, you need to find something, lock yourself in soon that you're comfortable with, but he's like, do it soon. That way you're good and you're safe versus what everybody else is doing to scramble to find something.
Yeah, but you are safe right now in theory, correct?
Or yeah. We are, and that's the thing is like, Chloe and I have been having a lot of conversations lately of like, okay, what are we doing?
I mean, so, dude, look at this. So I'm not going to use numbers, right? But I'm going to pull up my Robinhood. This number, do you remember what that was?
Mm-hmm.
That was 24. Mm-hmm. There's a number in front of it, whatever. I've lost $25,000 in 2 weeks. It is in a complete and utter tailspin. And they're talking about no rate cuts until next year.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the problem is inflation's going back up. So anybody that's looking to like buy a MulchMate, you better buy one now because we're buying the rate down for right now, but that more than likely is going to go away.
Yeah.
Because the rates are going to go up and we're not going to be able to afford it. There's not enough money in the deal for us to buy it down anymore. So I don't know, dude. I think we're 2 years away from any kind of decent world.
That I do agree with.
It's like personally, I'm not spending anything drastic because I want to make sure that, like, if I go getting aggressive and buying property or houses or vacation houses or whatever, and say the shit hits the fan and we need money here, at least right now I've got a pretty big nest egg to like throw at this to keep it going.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do anything drastic for a while. I'm just not going to do it.
No, I get that. I mean, main reason we're looking to move is just the family growing.
Yeah.
And could we do it where we're at? Yes. It's just, it's tight. And as the kids acquire more things, it just becomes, okay, well, we either need to get rid of it or they're, we look for, storage or what have you. And it's just getting to that point where it's like, okay, I feel like we're busting at the seams and we need to breathe.
Do you have a basement?
No.
So it's just a slab house.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. What do you know what square footage is? 12?
Barely 1,000.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably, because I grew up in my father's home when I was growing up was 800, 900 square feet. It was pretty small. But it's great.
Probably about that. I mean, granted, we have the carport technically, so that gives us probably an extra 200 square feet, but it's not fully livable space because we have the laundry room that takes up a little bit.
When they do square footage, they go off of conditioned space. So if like the carport doesn't count.
Yeah, we're trying. Chloe and I are at a point where we're like, okay, well let's see if we can find a foreclosure that's been sitting on the market for a little bit. Consider our options with it, and then say, hey, look, we're willing to offer X. You know, see if we can come down a little bit on the price and maybe get some closing costs covered.
Yeah,
because that's one of the things we're just trying to see if we can keep a little bit more money in the bank so that we can put some of our spin on it finish wise. So whether that's, you know, redoing the carpet or putting down some different flooring so that it's, you know, doesn't feel like it was lived in by someone else.
Right.
So
Well, that's just gonna happen. I mean,
but also having, you know, that little bit of reserve in the back end of like, okay, well, water heater could go up, the roof could get, you know, leak. It's having that kind of stuff in the bank's nice.
And that will happen. You know, that's actually kind of a good point. We're talking about positivity is understanding that shit happens and not dwelling on it, I think helps with happiness, with cultivating more happiness. And then you're also like, I don't know about you, but I find myself getting more discouraged when things happen and I know that I could have controlled it.
Oh yeah, it's self-inflicting.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
And it's funny, I was watching Days of Thunder by myself eating lunch yesterday, and what's her name, Nicole Kidman or whatever. She was talking to whatever in the movie. Racers have this thing, and we say we love to be able to control the uncontrollable.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is none of us can control anything. All we can do is kind of forecast and go, okay, what's coming, and prepare the best we can, because luck is just preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah,
is all of it is. And the people that I find to be the happiest are the most grateful people, which are the most typically when you give, you get more. And if I go back in history and look at the most successful people that I've ever met, they are kind, they are impactful, they are they leave a trail of happiness behind them. They tend to boost people, they tend to listen a lot.
Yeah.
They love to sit there and hear you out of whatever it is you're talking about, good or bad. I really believe that the key to happiness is listening, loving. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been trying to be like, hey, love you, or much love, or like that a lot more recently. Because as I get older, I realize how important it is that, you know, all these things that we have, phones, Yetis, cars, houses, it means nothing without the people in them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'll even include dogs or pets, let's say, into that. My little dog Wiggles, I watch my old man come home, and all my old man wanted to do was get Wiggles.
Yeah.
He brings him that much joy. So surround yourself with stuff like that, it's going to be a much nicer, happier life.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, if you have a material thing that brings you happiness, cool, but I think the experience is,
it's momentary.
Yeah, are better.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, the cars are momentary. They're just kind of a placeholder for a moment.
Yeah, that's my one goal for this year. Outside of like the spring rush and getting things past that, my goal this year was family time.
Mm.
It's just coming home, hanging out, you know, if Chloe needs to take a nap, she can take a nap. I'll take Maylin. We'll go do something together. She loves going for rides. She just looks out the window and just kind of observes and takes in things or takes a nap. It's also cute.
It's nice too.
I wish.
Yeah.
You and your mom could do that. I'll drive around. It's okay. but no, it's nice being able to be like, I'm with my people.
Yeah, I get it. I like I'm an only child, so I like quiet time. Like,
I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
I can't sit there by myself.
Yeah, I'd rather disappear in the woods or go on a golf course by myself and just listen to the wind or the birds chirp, or just like, all I have to do right now is pay attention to that ball. I'm good. because I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. So I think I had to like learn how to be that way. And I think that, I think only children are typically, they're stronger, but they're more, not extrovert. They're introverted.
Yeah.
They can be, but if you can learn to be both, like I think I do pretty good doing both.
It's an adaptation.
Yeah.
Because you were, okay, when you were young, you had to find out how to entertain yourself, per se,
mm-hmm.
which for you was racing and work.
You know what else I used to do? I'd take a tennis racket and a tennis ball, and I'd hit the ball on the roof, and it'd come back to me. And I'd hit it back on the roof, and it'd come back to me.
It's an old lacrosse thing, ball.
At hours. I never had a ball. I never had a wall. The roof would bring it back to me.
Until it got caught in the gutter, and you're like, damn it!
But I was tall enough to grab it.
I'm not.
Sorry. It is what it is. Can't change it.
As long as I can make jokes about it, it's all good.
Right. You can't do anything about it. So either way, let's wrap it up. I got things to do. You got things to do. Guys, just remember, stay positive. It's when I say stay positive, it's really hard to do. You have to find the number one thing I find is practicing gratitude.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, your beard looks good. You trimmed it.
Thank you. Yeah. I went out Sunday.
Looks
kinda,
good.
Kind of cleaned up.
I didn't pay attention. It just looked good.
Yeah, everybody's like, you should do it more often. I was like, I can, but I just get so ingrained into doing things that I don't make the time to go out and do it, which, yeah, it's nice to be able to do, but at the same time, I don't know, I just don't sit and go, okay, this is my priority. My priority is handling other things first before that.
Yeah, but you gotta be right in order to be right for everybody else.
Oh, I'm right-ish.
We're none of us are right. We're all freaking messes.
My doctor said I got HD. I don't know what it is, but I got 80 of them bitches.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Life in the Fast Lane. Thanks for joining us, and we'll try to keep pumping out that content. You keep hitting that download button, and we'll keep delivering for you. Make sure you describe. I am so dyslexic. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's been growing really well, and so has our Instagram. I want to say we've picked up like 800 followers in the last month.
Nice.
It's killing it. So,
yeah, we're above 3,000 now.
Yeah, yo. So we're moving. It's been all because of you guys and sharing the show, telling your friends. It's greatly appreciated. So don't forget to follow us on social media. Don't forget about Carlson Coaching Program. I know we didn't talk too much business today. We just try to keep it light and positive. And if you guys are interested in a mulchmate, go to mulchmateusa.com. If you know a landscaper, let them know. Tell all your friends about it. And don't forget, we also have other products that are much smaller and just as impactful as the mulchmate.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to be part of this amazing journey that we are starting and trying to grow, please send us an email at heyfastlane@gmail.com.
HEYFAST.
Or if you got questions you want to ask.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to yell at me, that's okay too.
Send Kyle a whole bunch of like GIFs of random things.
GIFs if you're an asshole.
GIFs it's GIFs, right?
I don't know. I don't really care.
GIF is J, not G.
I know. I was watching a comedian that did that the other day. He was like, yeah, or GIFs or GIFs if you're an asshole. And I was like, I love this guy. I want to give him a hug.
All right. See you guys. Have an awesome day.
Don't miss me too much.
Mulchmate.